Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Elisa Chen of Motherhood.Design. Elisa, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on, and I'm super excited to meet you at this conference. So I wanted to hear, just kind of kick things off, how's the conference going?
Wonderful. It's been an amazing conference where I've been able to meet a diverse group of entrepreneurs, advocates, social media. It's just been an amazing group of people, and I've been really, really excited to be here. Yeah,
absolutely. You were one of the panelists on the day one, right?
That's right. So that was an amazing experience to meet so many entrepreneurs who are a different part of their journey and learning from them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to kind of officially kick everything off by hearing what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah. So Motherhood.Design started about 2 years ago. My co-founder, Natalie, and I met each other randomly online. But at that point in time, I was pregnant and I wanted to prepare myself on what motherhood would be like. And I also wanted to practice my design thinking skills. And so Natalie at that point in time was doing some research on postpartum depression, and she needed a design thinker to help her. And so I decided to join on board, and thinking that I'd prepare myself for motherhood and also practice some professional skills. And during that time, as I interviewed moms as a part of our research, I was shocked at the level of discrepancy between what moms were experiencing postpartum and what I saw on social media. Namely that in social media, you see the pretty, beautiful, polished up motherhood journey, right? You see the pretty moms, what they call yummy mummy time. And when I talked to these women, you know, I was not prepared to hear or think or know what to do about, you know, giving natural birth and bleeding nipples and breastfeeding and what the football hold is. And it was just such a stark, you know,
difference.
Right. Yeah. Between those things. And I realized that that transition wasn't going to be easy. And when I gave birth to my daughter, I realized that that really wasn't the case. And I was someone who was fortunate enough to have a partner, a second income, a roof over my head, education, et cetera. And still that transition was tough for me. So I can't imagine what it'd be like for a mom or a family who didn't have any of those, or just one of those, or a few of those things. And so what sparked that journey of Motherhood.Design is really around this notion of how can we help all first-time moms or expectant moms transition into motherhood. And so we're focused on developing products or services to do that. So one of our first products is a platform that's focused on aggregating these services that moms would need. So whether that's doulas, babysitting, food delivery, house cleaning, etc., these services are aggregated to a platform. They type in their zip code, and we provide a curated list of services they can need to help them navigate that transition. Because we realize that moms in this day and age are really celebrated through products. So people buy them gifts, you know, baby clothes, you know, whatever that might be. But at the end of the day, moms just need help with the stuff around, you know, the daily chores, the daily grind. And so that's what we're trying to do, is ensure that moms have those services in place.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I love that you didn't just, well, in true entrepreneurial form, you saw that there was something that wasn't being met and you decided to create something rather than just saying, oh, I wish it was X, Y, and Z. You decided to create it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, during my transition into becoming a mother, I realized those two questions that came on to the top of my head was namely, wow, you know, why aren't we talking about these problems more? Because all I see is the nice stuff. Why can't we talk about the hard stuff? And then B, there's got to be an easier way to do a lot of these things, you know?
Yeah.
We have the power of technology these days. Like, it's got to be easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of been one of the beautiful things about, you know, technology and social media, especially, is you get to see a lot more, and everybody has a voice to kind of talk about whatever it is that they need to talk about. So a lot of times, some of those stories that you would never probably hear about sometimes have the opportunity to come to light. It sounds like what you guys have been able to do.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and something that's really important to us is ensuring that we're elevating the voices of those women, those mothers who are going through the process, and that they're a part of our design journey. So as we develop these products, we're not doing it in a silo by ourselves, but we're designing it with the moms, with the families, with the doulas, et cetera, because they're gonna know best, and also every journey is different for everyone.
Makes perfect sense. And I know you touched on it a little bit. Did you have any additional kind of services and products that you guys are developing, have down the pipeline, or things that you have in place that you wanted to touch on?
So eventually, yes. So Mommy Helper, which is the platform I mentioned, is our first concept, and the idea is eventually we'll move on to other concepts because we know it's a transition, and throughout that transition, there's going to be different types of problems that need to be solved. So, you know, I envision another big part of the problem is this notion of what is the spouse's role in this? And so we've been talking to a lot of fathers and doing research around that. What are the challenges they face as they navigate that transition? Because it's different from them, you know?
Yeah. And I love the fact that you're building everything, like you mentioned, you know, in alignment and together with the mothers and the people that you are trying to create things for. So I know sometimes people create stuff, they have no idea who their target market is. They're not as dialed into the target market as you guys are. So you're actually creating something for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're willing, ready to pivot as needed because we have that instant connection with the community of moms, advocates, families, et cetera.
That makes sense. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. You might have already touched on this, but this could be for yourself or for your organization. What do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
I think our competitive differentiator is really this notion of co-designing, as I mentioned earlier. I think there's a lot of companies out there that say, yeah, we see a problem and we're the experts and we're going to fix that for you. And, you know, that might be the case, but I think there's power in perspective, and every differing perspective can help provide nuance and a differentiation in your product and or service. And I think when you are trying to create something for someone, or i.e. your customer, they need to be an integral part of that journey, right? And so something that I subscribe to is nothing for us without us. Mm-hmm. And so you need to bring that perspective, your customer's voice in what you develop, and not just in a interview asking them questions, what do you need? But say, no, come journey with me, build this thing with me because I need you.
Yeah, and I feel like they need it as well too, because like you mentioned, especially for something like motherhood, you know, you've gone through that experience, you want to make sure that it's better the next time or for somebody else. So they probably have that community feel as well.
Absolutely. Something that we recognize as we've done a lot of research is that this transition into motherhood and parenthood is really isolating. Mm-hmm. And I experienced it myself, you know, and some people don't think about that. But, you know, once you give birth to a baby, you're kind of at home most of the time because that human being is dependent on you 24/7.
Right,
stepping out of the house, going to happy hour, going to brunch, like you are at home and you are on call 24/7 and you're by yourself, right? And so sometimes friends come visit you, but it's not all the time, and it's isolating. And so that notion of community and that notion of like, oh, what the hell's going on with my life? Like, am I doing this right? I don't know.
Right.
You need that sounding board around you, and that you need that community, and you need that opportunity to feel affirmed in that transition. And that's really powerful and necessary.
Yeah. And definitely having a community to be able to lean on and understand, like, you know, I guess best practices, if that's the right phrase to use, but things that people do that are working and not using. So it's great that you guys are building that and creating that community.
Right.
So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Mm. I think for me, it's really been beneficial to be around other entrepreneurs at varying levels of the journey, because not only is motherhood very isolating, being an entrepreneur is very lonely too sometimes.
Exactly.
Again, you know, especially if you're a new CEO, a new entrepreneur, you don't know what you don't know, right? And so you're just kind of navigating in the dark. You know, filling each stone as you go by, and you need that affirmation. Is this the right way? Is this not the right way? And a lot of people get that advice, whether that's reading a book, going online, taking a course, et cetera. It depends on what you need. But something that's been really helpful, again, is also the emotional support, because there's going to be days and times when you said, I don't think this is going to work out. I don't know if this is the right way. And you just need to talk to a human being to say, what did you do in those moments?
Right.
Am I going crazy? Like, I need some help. And I think that affirmation is what helps people either get out of those low times or help prepare for those low times.
Yeah, no, that's great that you mentioned mentioned that because I was actually going to say that too, is that a lot of times, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, like what you were saying, like you don't know if you're doing something right. Just like you were talking about motherhood. It's like when you're starting a business, sometimes you're starting from scratch. So being able to kind of lean on somebody else in much of the same way to say, hey, am I doing X, Y, and Z right? Or how did you do it? And so you can learn on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for me, you know, there's obviously a whole host of resources you can use. But again, I would go to another person, and whether that's a random LinkedIn connection or a family friend or just a friend, to say, you've done something similar to this before. What did you do? Or say, do you know someone who's done this before? Could they give me some advice? But again, that notion of human connection, I think, is really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I think I would tell my younger self is to err on the side of doing, err on the side of acting. I know I'm a person who likes to analyze a lot, and I will spend countless hours doing market research, pulling the numbers, doing the data, and analyze, and I get into this analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
And I recognize I will never 100% analyze myself to a solution or a crystallized picture. There will always be this little nugget of doubt or I don't know.
Yeah.
And you just got to move and try it, because you don't know what you don't know. And the only way you'll know is by doing it. And the worst that can happen is that it doesn't pan out for you. And so what? Take that as an opportunity that you learned something that you wouldn't have learned otherwise.
Yeah.
And so to do more and to maybe analyze less.
Well, that's always a struggle because it's such a hard balance. But I love the fact that you talk too about kind of knowing yourself, because I feel like there might be somebody that might be listening that might be on the other side where they're just action oriented and they never take the time to analyze things. So it's important to kind of understand yourself to understand like how best to get to where you want to be.
Right. And a second piece of advice I would also give, I really benefited from a career coach. And that was because I was someone who viewed my career in what he calls an outside-in model, where I looked outside and said, what are the opportunities out there? What type of roles, jobs are there? How can I mold myself into one of those roles that I think would fit me?
Right.
And instead, he helped me get clear on what am I uniquely good at, and flip that into an inside-out model where I said, Elisa is good at this, this, and this, and this is where she thrives. And then look outside the market and say, is there a job that fits your strengths? And if not, go create that job.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really pivotal moment for me, is this notion of getting clear about yourself is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you start to see the world in a whole different way because you start to see what you can create and where those opportunities aren't, like you did with motherhood.design.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. So we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So I wanted to ask you, what does it mean to you?
For me, being a CEO is about courage, really. And, you know, sometimes people think of a CEO and they're thinking success, they're thinking money, they're thinking, you know, everything that they probably see in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize for me, what I really admire about the CEOs and the entrepreneurs that I've encountered is the level of courage. So the level of, you know, the fact that they didn't know everything, they didn't have everything figured out, yet they decided to move forward. And I think that's really powerful and inspiring. And that's part of the reason why I am where I've been on my journey, is because I've talked to other people who said, no, I didn't have it all figured out, but I decided to move forward anyways, because whether that's the mission, because of their passion, a whole host of things. But it's about being courageous and being true to yourself.
I love that. And I love that perspective. A lot of times, just like you mentioned with motherhood.design, a lot of times you see stuff on Instagram or social media and you think success is basically a linear path. But in reality, a lot of these CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners that were and showed that bravery and courage actually had some ups and downs. So sometimes that happens. So awesome. Well, I appreciate your time. And what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and our listeners know. And then, of course, how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. Well, you know, for those who are thinking about being entrepreneurs, those who are entrepreneurs, again, I would say find your tribe, get connected to those who you are inspired by and let them help you lead the way. You don't have to do this alone. And just know that there are people who are ready and willing to help. You just need to ask. And I would say if you are interested in learning more about motherhood.design or being a part of our journey, you can reach us at our website, www.motherhood.design, and follow us on LinkedIn and Instagram.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We'll have those links in the show notes as well. But I appreciate you. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.